Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I was a fitness instructor in the industry for 15 years before I got into ministry full time. And we always marveled as fitness people. Certain people would come to the club, health club, day in, day out, take the classes day in, day out, and nothing would ever change in their bodies. They would not ever get stronger or more fit. But then others, of course, you would see them gain traction. And so we took a closer look at why is that? And it was engagement. They were going through the motions without really engaging in the movement and engaging their muscle. And I just want to parallel that, Matt, if I could, to in the church, because you can also, if you scoot in a little closer, some are doing all the potlucks, serving in all those ways, but nothing changes in their character. Maybe they still gossip as they always did. They're still highly offendable. You said in the beginning of your book, you love your little ones. In some ways, you'd love to take a snapshot. I don't want you to grow up. But then you're like, of course I want them to grow up, because what's the alternative? Yeah. Say a word about the maturation process and how important that is for the body of Christ.
I think the major issue that I've picked up on as I've traveled and done stuff with Acts 29, which is the church planting network, and then worked here in the Bible Belt in Dallas. You know, I think 1998, Christianity Today called Dallas the center of the evangelical world. And so I'm definitely in the thick of everyone's a Christian. I think the predominant error is that we're looking for converts rather than making disciples. Hmm. And so one of the things I've learned I've had to do here in Dallas is I have to do a ton of deconstruction. Like I have to do a lot of, let me tell you why you might not be saved. And then from there, people have the ability to hear the gospel. But like I literally had to ask a guy if he was a Christian once. He told me he was because he was born in San Antonio. I mean, he literally was equating the fact that he was Texan and American to being a Christian, or that they were baptized when they were 5 or 6. So no desire for obedience, no sorrow over sin, but I'm a Christian because I go to church. Well, we need courageous men of God to stand in pulpits and say that doesn't make you a Christian. In fact, if there's no desire for obedience and there is no sorrow for sin, more than likely you are not a Christian, and you need to repent and know that. So the other kind of major component that led to us really putting this stuff down on paper is that people who are actually on the path of maturity feel disheartened because they don't have a good view or grasp of what the gospel is. And so in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul begins to talk about the gospel in such a way that says that by it you were saved in which you now stand in it. And he's painting this picture that the gospel isn't just what saves you, but the gospel also sustains you and it carries you all the way home. I think that people think Christian maturation is like a 6-lane Autobahn super freeway that moves 80 miles an hour, and that's just not how it works. And so I wanted to show from the book of Philippians that maturation isn't always just religious activity, but it's much more a desire to know the Lord, walk with the Lord, and a pursuit of the Lord